God is good. Oh, you guys know it's a universe. I was going to ask for your renewal. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. Amen. May I invite everyone to stand on your feet and do you mind to sit closer? More you're closer to the front, the more of your blessing, more the blessing that God will provide for you. So why don't we get closer, a little closer, and to us, closer, please. Is Mike, can you turn on my mic, please? This is the front? Which one is the front? Closer. And if y'all could remain standing and then come closer and stand on your feet and turn to this way, whichever is it right or left on your side, and then give the person in front a shoulder massage. I know it's a little early in the morning, so we want to make sure wake everyone up. So give the person in front a nice, gentle shoulder massage. Please sit closer. Is the mic on? Is it on? I don't think my mic is on.
Is your mic on?
Nice and gentle shoulder massage. We don't want to hurt nobody, all right? Oh, yeah, all right. Return the favor. No, don't sit down. Return the favor. We want to return the favor. Is it on? All right, nice and soft.
That's really
relaxed. Oh, yes. Oh, I see a little chop going on. All right, there you go. Very good. All right, now look at me to the front, and then let's give yourself a good stretch. Good stretch. Give yourself a good stretch. Yeah. All right, yeah, there you go. Yeah, make sure you hear good popping on your back. There you go. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. Thank you. Yes, yes. Our God is good all the time. You guys already forgotten? Our God is good all the time. God is good all the time. Amen? You know, our love towards Him may change. Depends on the weather. Depends on our attitude. Depends on our exam scores, right? But His love towards us never change. His love towards us never change. Never once did we ever be alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that our God is faithful?
Yes.
Thank you. You know, we as a believers in Christ, we are to receive thine word with amen. Amen. What does amen mean? Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. I believe in you, Lord. Whenever you hear the word being proclaimed to you, receive it. With amen. Do you believe that this is the very word of God?
Yes.
Do you really believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe that this could, that this is living and active, could change your life?
Yes?
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 Yes.
Yes.
This is a living and active, alive, very word of God. And I pray, I know this is a nice Bible right here, huh? I pray we're living in the 21st century. The technology is very booming. It's very good that everyone could look at their Bible on the smartphone and iPad and such is good. But I encourage you to carry your Bible. Hold on to this Bible. I pray that don't treat this book as just one another book on a bookshelf. This is the Word of God. This is a living and active, so powerful, could penetrate to your heart, could change your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many Christians today are living helpless. So many Christians don't even believe in the power of this word. So many people, so many Christians called Christians are not even in the power of prayer. It is so sad. We as a believer in Yesu Jesus must believe this is the thine word, very from God. And I pray that you will cherish this word. And I pray you will read this word with the Father's eyes, with the Father's heart. From Genesis to all the way to Revelation is about the one person. Who? Yesu Jesus, Christ Jesus, right? And from Genesis to Revelation is all about this one nation, Israel. Israel. God has called Israel. This is the people that my first son. This is a nation that I call as a priest nation. But because they have rejected the Yeshua, the Messiah, the good news of the gospel has came to us, the Gentiles, like you and I. We were originally from the outside of God's blessing. But when Israel stumbled, that good news has came to us. Hallelujah. We were forever condemned to spend our eternity in hell. But by God's grace, by God's sovereignty, that good news has came to us. Oh, hallelujah. We ought to be joyful. Are you glad that you have a salvation in Christ? Are you glad? Is Jesus alone is the reason for your life? Is Jesus alone is your life and reason? Yes, yes, yes. When we sing songs, when we pray, when we have fellowship in brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to be joyful. Why? Because we have a Savior. We were once, we were outside of blessing, but now God called, we can call our Father God. Hallelujah. He calls us my son, my daughter, my children. Aren't you be glad? Aren't you be jumping and joyful? It's not just the youth that I jump and dance when they're singing praise. We all should be doing that. Why? Because we are forever grateful. Hallelujah. The good news. Are you glad that you came to the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Are you glad that you came to the house of the Lord?
Yes.
Are you glad that you have received the good news of Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. You know, all of us are Gentiles, meaning we were not Jewish. We're non-Jews, meaning we were originally outside of God's blessing. But because of the good news of Christ Jesus, that were meant for Israel, but we have received it. Hallelujah. Did God completely reject Israel? No. God still has a plan. It's still under God's sovereignty. But we are grateful. Grateful. Grateful of good news. Without further ado, let's get into our text from the book of Ruth. Anyone named Ruth in this congregation? I don't think I remember. Ay, ay, ay. Book of Ruth is only four chapters. It's only four chapters in the Old Testament. Only four chapters. It is a love story between the Moabites, the Gentile woman, Ruth, and the Israelites, Boaz. It is a love story, but even though it's only four chapters in the Bible, even though it's a love story between the Gentile woman and Israel man, there is so much hidden message that is in the book of Ruth. And there is so much message that is speaking to a 21st century Christian like you and I, towards the Gentile believers and towards Israel. In the book of Ruth, there's so much message. So I want to share that a little bit today, this morning. In Genesis chapter 12, God is calling Abraham God is calling Abraham to go to this land that I'll show you. And at first, the God speak directly to the Israelites himself. He has chosen the leader like Moses, and God is speaking through the leaders directly. And then after that, God has appointed a judges to rule the Israel. And after that, the people demanded a king. And then God has appointed a king, right? So here in our, we're going to go through the book of Ruth. For chapter 1, verse 1, if you see it, chapter 1, Ruth, verse 1, it was a time of a judges ruling the Israel. It was a time for ruling of judges in the land. And there was a man named Elimelech. And his wife, who? What was his? Naomi, right? Naomi. And they were living in a certain Judah, the Bethlehem, and a great famine came into the land. And they moved to the Moab to looking for the food. And they went there and with their Elimelech and his wife, Naomi, and two sons, Malon and Gidron. They went to and they lived there about 10 years. And look at verse 5, chapter 1. And we see that all the men in the house has died now. And left with only who? Naomi and Orpah and Ruth. Only all the men has died in the house, and only the females survived. And Naomi has said to the Orpah and Ruth, my husband is dead now, that all of my sons are dead. Right? So my daughters-in-law, return. Return to your homeland. Return to your gods. Return to your mother's land. And look at verse 14 and 15. Look at verse 14 and 15. The Orpah kissed Naomi. And she has returned to Moab, meaning she has returned to her foreign land. She has returned to her foreign God. And look at verse 14 and 15. And at this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." And also the Naomi, when she returned to Judah, now that there's no man in the house, so Naomi decided to return to the Judah. And then when Naomi has returned to the Judah, if you look at verse 20, people are saying to Naomi, "Isn't that Naomi?" And look at verse 20. We'll look at what Naomi says. She told them, "Call me Mara, because the Almighty Lord has made my life," what? "Very bitter." Very bitter. Naomi, the meaning of the name of that Naomi is joy. And the name of Mara means sorrow. Means sorrow. And hear this out. Hear this out carefully. Orpah has given up her hope in front of uncertainty, in front of fear, in front of the suffering and the difficulty right in front of her. And she has what? Decided to return her gods. She has decided to return to her homeland. And Naomi call herself, "Don't call me joy anymore. Call me sorrow. The God has done me sorrowfully. Naomi and Orpah both were disappointed, afraid, and they were in pain before difficulty in their time. And their reaction before the difficulty seems normal, right? It seems reasonable in the eyes of men. But you have to understand this. They let themselves go before God. They let themselves go before God. But God never gives up on us. Hallelujah. God never gives up on us. Naomi's two sons, meaning Naomi has two sons, Malon and Kidron. The meaning is interesting. Their name means relatively disease or sickness or suffering. And suffering. See, God may give us a disease. God may give us a sickness in our life. God may give us a sorrow in our life. It doesn't mean that God never loved you. It never means that God hates you. It never means that God just don't like you. God is making you harder and harder. God is training you harder and harder. Hallelujah. So whenever sickness comes into your life, whenever difficulty comes in your life, you have to be joyful. Hallelujah, Lord, you are training me. You are strengthening my faith because you love me that much. Are you with me?
Yes.
Sickness, the illness, sorrow, God may give it to us. But we should never give up on God. Hallelujah. He is good when? He is good when? All the time. He is faithful. Don't let go of God. Don't let go of Jesus. Hold on to the Lord. Look at Ruth. Go back to verse 14. When Orpah has kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth what? Ruth clung to her. Hallelujah. Ruth clung to her. To who? Naomi. Is why? Is Naomi because her she is a wealth and strong? No. Right? Oh, it's because Ruth thought that, oh, when they returned to the Israelite, when they to the land of Israel, they saw that, oh, there's a great future, a nice, a comfort future waiting for them? No. Ruth clung onto Naomi, meaning Ruth clung onto God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16. Can we everyone read that together verse? Ready? Set? Go. Amen, amen. You got to hear this. The Moabite woman, Gentile woman, calling the Israel God, "Let your God be my God. Let your people, the people of Israel, let that people be my people." The Ruth is clinging onto God. Ruth is clinging onto God's people. Hallelujah. By what? Because Naomi is strong? No. By faith. Hallelujah. The Ruth clung onto God by faith. Don't let go of God, brothers, sisters. When there's a difficult times, when there's a struggles in your life, don't give up. Don't you ever give up on God. Just because you don't hear it, just because you don't sense it, just because you don't see it, just because you don't hear it, don't you ever give up on God. Don't you ever. Is it blessing to have no persecution in your life? Is it blessing? There's no pain in your life? Is it blessing no sorrow, no pain, when everything going well in your life, is it really a blessing? That ought to be the wake-up call. When everything goes well, when there's no persecution of being Christians, it's so easy for us to backslide and sitting in this nicely in a comfort zone, right? That ought to be the wake-up call, brothers and sisters. If you study the history of revival of the church, when there was a persecution, church growth, hallelujah. When there's a persecution, when there's a martyrdom of the Christian, if the one Christian sacrifices life, hundreds and thousands of people come to know Yeshua as the Lord and Savior. When one church closed down by persecution, there's the two churches opens up like organic cells. Hallelujah. When I just came back recently from the mainland China. You know, I said I'm a Korean, but it comes from the Korean guy right here. I wish I was Chinese. And then while during my time there, I've been hurt so many times that I look like Chinese. So praise God, God changed you. Hallelujah. But you guys are so blessed. You guys are so blessed. God has a special love. God has a special plan for Chinese in the 21st century living right now. Chinese Christian as diaspora church. Not only the churches in mainland or Taiwan or Hong Kong, but Chinese Christian throughout the world. They are unified by this, only this. Word of God. Hallelujah. Gospel center. Chinese church are gospel center church. Chinese church are the Christ Jesus center church. Hallelujah. God is going to use that and honor that. There will be a great awakening of a spiritual revival coming to the land of China, to the Hong Kong and Taiwan. And we pray. I pray that you will stay awake. I pray that you will stay awake and get on the spiritual wave. Hallelujah. We got to pray for the revival, brothers and sisters. Pray for this city. You are living in a mission field. Do you believe that? Is this a mission field or what? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We are living in a mission field. Oh, we see so many people out there doing things that God hates, that break God's heart. And God's judgment is about to pour upon them. But when you look at Genesis chapter 18, when Abraham called out to God, Lord, would you spare the city? If there's a one, it was 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10 righteous people in this, would you spare the city for the sake of righteous people? And God says, yeah, I'll spare the city for the sake of those righteous, if there is a righteous people in the city. I pray that you will be that righteous people. Hallelujah. I pray that you will be the righteous people to pray for this city, pray for the young generation, pray for the generation of this city so that God will spare this city. Hallelujah. Do you believe that in the power of prayer? Do you? Do you believe in the power of the prayer and do you believe in the power of the name of Yeshua, the Christ Jesus, Yesu Jesus? Do you believe in that power of his name? Yes? You're like, I don't know. Yes. Sometimes. We have to believe and pray, beloved. Time is at hand. You heard it many times, right? It is so close. So many things that God hates in the Bible. People are doing right now. Homosexuality, immorality, violence, all those things that God hates, despises, people are doing right now. God's heart is broken, beloved. It's broken. Clung onto God. Cling onto God, brothers and sisters. Don't ever let go of God. Don't ever let go of God. It's moving on. And now, the Ruth and Naomi has returned to the land of Judah. And the Ruth tells the Naomi, Mother, I'll go to the field, see if I could pick up any leftover grains from the field. So she goes into the field and started picking up any leftover. It was a time, if you look at verse 20, chapter 1, it was about time when they returned to the Bethlehem, it was time for the barley harvest. And then the workers are picking up the harvest, and then there was leftover, so she was picking that up for Naomi. And if you look at verse 22, it was time for the harvest. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth and Moabites, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. And then she went out and entered into the field, and she started gleaning in the threshing floor, right? And then that field belongs to who? Boaz. Boaz. One of the close relatives of Elimelech, Naomi's deceased husband. Let me ask you, was that a coincidence? Was that a coincidence that Ruth stumbled upon the field of Boaz? No. No. It's not a coincidence. Being a Christian, there's no coincidence. Hallelujah. Everything is under the solemn plan of God. Sovereignty of God. You may not understand it. You may question it. You may doubt it. But everything is under the plan of God. Do you believe that? Not just the service time. Not just the building, the church project. Not just the fellows. No. In everything that we do in our life as a believer, everything is under the plan of God. Ruth was in the field picking up some leftover grain. For who? Naomi. And Ruth, I mean, the Boaz came into the field trying to encourage the workers. Good job, workers. Good job. Encourage. And then she thought, who is that lady? Who is that gal that is picking up the grain from my field? And the people said, oh, that is the Ruth taking care of came from the Moab, taking care of the Naomi. And Ruth goes, I mean, Boaz goes to Ruth and what? My daughter, I have seen your good work. I have seen your good work. And Ruth did not recognize who Boaz was. Look, who are you? Esther, who are you? Well done. I see your good work. I see your good work. I see that you are trying to take care of Naomi. Beloved, do you know that God is watching over us? Yes, He is watching over us. He's watching over you at work. He's watching over you at school. He's watching over you at home. He's watching over us. Your service, you're doing. Your service at work, you're doing for the Lord. He's watching over you. He's watching you. He's watching you. You may not recognize. You may not recognize it. But one day, I pray that you will be called, well done, faithful. Well done, my servant, faithful. I've seen your good work. I've seen your good work. I've seen your good work. Look at verse 4 in chapter 2. And NIV says, just then. But if you look at a King James Version, it says, behold, Boaz is walking on the field, and behold, she was walking, and saw him stop and said, well, look, who's there? Beloved, I pray that your service, that you'll be called well done, faithful from God. I was told to give a 30 minutes, so I'm trying to rush it through right now in my head. Ruth was simply what? Picking up the grain for Naomi. But Boaz come to her and said, well done, I see your good work. You are a virtuous woman. I see your service. Your service, even though you may not be recognized by the eyes of men of your service. You may say, God, why aren't you hearing my prayer? Why aren't you let that enemy that was hurting me so bad, why is that enemy doing so well? You may get angry at God at times. You may doubt in God at times. God, why are you being silent? But God is not being silent. He's watching over you. He's protecting you. He's remembering you. Hallelujah. He will reward you in His time, in His way. Be faithful, my friends. Be faithful. Our service is unto the Lord. We love Him by what? Serving people. We serve God by serving people. Look at the person next to you. That's the person you have to serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Husband. Hallelujah. Where do you find hope, brothers, sisters? Where do you find hope? Where do you find security in your life? Do you find security in money? Do you find your security at family? Do you find your security at the government? Where do you find your hope? Our true hope and our only hope comes from who? Yesu Jidu, Christ Jesus. Our true hope, our true safety, our true peace comes from above. Christ Jesus. When you have Jesus, isn't that enough? When you have Jesus, isn't that enough in your life? Isn't Jesus everything? When God calls you, and when God looks at you and says, my daughter, my son, I love you so much. You were condemned to spend eternity in hell. But I love you so much. I loved you before you loved me, that I'm sending you my beloved son. And by his precious blood, by his sacrifice, because he had to shed his blood so that you could come to know me, so that you could have fellowship with me, I have put my son, my beloved son, on a cross for you, because I love you so much. And we have to respond, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I love you so much. Lord, you are everything. You are everything. I serve you with all of my life. That ought to be our prayer. Amen. That ought to be our commitment. That ought to be the reason we live. It's not the money we live after. It's not a family because we live after. Don't get comfortable. You hear me out? Don't get comfortable. When things are going well, kneel down on the Lord and pray, Lord. When things are going not well, kneel down on the Lord, yes. Whether things going well, whether things are not going well, we all live for the glory of the Lord. Isn't that right? Yes, yes. Being in this country, living in this country, so blessed. Right? Everything is so convenient. Everything is so, I was having lunch with Alex last night, walking on the street, this right here. Clean, streets are so clean. Everyone's good looking brothers, sisters. You know, nice weather. Hallelujah, nice weather. California has nice weather. Coming from Seattle, you know. Everything is going well. I thought, oh, Lord, this is a paradise. Nice food. Ooh, I tried a noodle place. Ooh, a little salty, but ooh, hallelujah. Everything was good. In the midst of all this, are we praising God? In the midst of all this, are we being sensitive to the Lord? Lord, I'm hungry for you still. I'm thirsty for you still. Is that your prayer? I pray so. I hope so. Don't you ever get settled down in your own life. Always stay thirsty, my friend. Always stay thirsty, my friend. Always stay hungry, my friend. Spiritual bread right here. Eat it. Eat it. We don't want to water down the message. Right? So many Bible translations out there. We don't want to water down the message. Every word, every single letter is God's word. Amen? Amen? Yes. Yes. Now that you heard the message, now go deep. Meditate. Day and night. Let this word never depart you. Young people, you guys have what? Earphones, right? Don't listen to the Christian. Don't listen to the music. Listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to pick up my Chinese with the Chinese audio Bible. Hallelujah. Listen. Don't get swept by the world influences. That's what Satan's strategy, isn't it? For you to get so busy. Oh, Lord, I don't have time for you. No. Don't get too busy. Have time for the Lord. Let's continue on. God watches us. Amen. God protects us. God remembers us. Even though we may not recognize it, God watches us. God remembers us. Don't ever forget that. When you look at a Jewish law, there is a law about inheriting property, the kinsman redeeming rule. So now, the Ruth has gone into the Boaz, and Boaz recognized Ruth and then honor her. And the Boaz says, I will redeem you. I'll redeem you. But if you look at chapter 3, verse 12, Boaz says to the Ruth, I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to redeem the property of Elimelech, but there is a closer relative than I. So I'm going to go to him and ask him if he's going to redeem the property in you first. And if he's not, then I'll come and redeem you. You don't have to turn to your Bible there. Numbers chapter 27, verse 8 through 11. Here's a law of a redeeming. If a man dies and leaves no son, give this inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his inheritance to his father's brother. If his father has no brothers, give his inheritance to the nearest relative in his clan. So there is a Jewish law that the close relative, it passes down onto, and the close relative has to redeem the property of the person is deceased. If you look at, and then we just read in chapter 3, verse 12, that although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another one who is more closer than I, Boaz says to Ruth, right? And if you look at chapter 4, There's a meeting now. There's a meeting of elders. And then Boaz is calling and telling this relative, close relative, you redeem the property. And he says, okay, I'll redeem the property of Elimelech. And it's okay, now you also have to redeem this widow of one of Elimelech's deceased son's wife, Moab. I mean, the Ruth. She's a Moabite woman. You also have to redeem her. Right? And then that close relative says, well, oh, I don't know about that. Being Israelite, I don't want to mess up my my own inheritance. So he rejected the offer. Now he was telling the boy, why don't you redeem his property and her? And let's look at chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. This is so important. Chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. Two verses. Let's read it out loud together. Chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Ready? Set. Go. Ruth and the Moabites and Mahlon's widow as my wife in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today you are witnesses. Hallelujah. Now Boaz has redeemed Ruth. And then now Boaz received her as his wife. And if you look at chapter 4, verse 17, the woman living there said, Naomi has a son. They named him Obed, and he is the father of Jesse, the father of David. People saying Naomi now has a grandson. And let's one more verse. We'll look at Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. So important. Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. In Matthew chapter 1, there's a genealogy of Yeshua Jesus. There's a genealogy of Christ Jesus. And look whose name is in that genealogy. Matthew chapter 1 verse 5. Everyone with loudest voice you can. Ready, set, go. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. The Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. Hallelujah. This is so important, brothers, sisters. Moabite woman, Gentile woman in the lineage of Israel, in the lineage of Christ Jesus. A woman on top of that, Gentile woman. How is this possible? It all started when Ruth clung unto God. Clung unto God. Don't let go. God watches over you. Let me close this in. Ruth was a Gentile woman. Mm-hmm. Right? Ruth was a Gentile woman. Outside of God's blessing. Right? We were sinners. Outside of God's blessing. Boaz rescued Ruth, who is considered death, who is considered slave. We were condemned. But by the blood of Yeshua Jesus, by the blood of Christ Jesus, we are redeemed. Hallelujah. From sins to life, eternal life. Ruth got married to Boaz. Ruth enjoying and celebrating joy with Boaz. We are church, right? Not the building. We are church. Every one of you are church. Church is a bride. Groom is who? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ruth is a bride. Boaz represents Christ. Ruth represents you and I. Boaz represents Christ. If you look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, 7. Let me read it. Revelation chapter 19, 6, 7. Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come. Hallelujah. And His bride has made herself ready. Hallelujah. Are you waiting for the Christ's return? Hallelujah. Are you waiting for the Christ's return? Lord, return quickly to end this lawlessness. I can't see this no more. Come, Lord Jesus. Through Jesus quiet life. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. Is that your prayer? I pray so. Be holy. God is calling for the pure and holy bride. It may be a little different. Brothers, don't think of bride. No, me, bride? No, yes. Not the worldly concept of bride. God is calling every single one, a brother, sister, as a pure bride. It's so important. The bride has to stay holy, stay clean, stay pure, right? And the bride is only interested in who? Yeshua Jesus. The groom, right? Bride's only interest is in groom, right? Yes. When Christ returns, we as a prepared church will enjoy the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. When Christ returns. Are you excited? Are you as excited as I am? Are you excited that you have a gospel in your, are you excited you have Yesu Jesus in your heart?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I pray so. Hallelujah. This amazing truth that is hidden in the wedding story of the Ruth and Boaz. Don't give up on God. Hold on to Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus will never let you go. Don't let him go. He'll never let you go. God always watches over you. Do everything like you do to the Lord. Yes? Do everything to everyone like you do to the Lord. Even the people out there in the world, do everything. Meet everything. Say it, you know, watch our actions, watch our words, watch our thoughts. Do everything like we do to the Lord. He will remember you. He will pour His Spirit, His glory, and His joy upon you. Hallelujah. May I invite everyone to stand on your feet and invite the praise team. We want to spend a few minutes in prayer. Can I invite everyone to stand on your feet and with your eyes closed? We just want to pray a few minutes. Now that we heard the message, we want to pray and we want to receive it into our hearts. So everyone on your feet and with eyes closed, and if the praise team plays something on the background, pray for the restoration of joy of salvation. I don't know when you got saved. I don't know. Some of you may have received it so many years ago. Some of you have just received it recently. Some of you have received Yeshua, the Christ Jesus, and still on the way, maybe. Wherever you are in your spiritual walk with Christ, we want to pray for restoration of joy of salvation. God has called us to be joyful. Hallelujah. Maybe we have forgotten that. If that's so, we want to pray for the restoration. We want to pray that you will never forget Christ Jesus this week. You will never forget Christ Jesus this week. And pray for God's word. God's very word shall be restored in your life. Oh, let's pray for these three things in our heart. And I'll close us in a prayer. Let's pray. Father God, let's just pray. Maybe a little out loud or in your heart. That's fine. But let's pray for a few minutes for this. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. And she and you, Lord, we thank you. When I need, Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we pray for the restoration of our hearts. We pray for restoration of joy of salvation in our heart, Lord. We pray for restoration of the Word of God being living and active in our lives. And throughout another week that you have granted us, Lord's willing, yes. Let us never forget your name. Let us never stop praising your name. Let us never judge others, but we love and embrace everyone by the love of Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Lord, it is surely a blessing to live in this such a place. I will never get comfortable. I will always stay hungry. I will stay always thirsty for your word, thirsty for your truth. I will continue to speak with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we love you so much. That our love for you shall never grow cold. Oh, will never grow cold. We will love you more and more. We want to be called, well done, my son. Well done, my child. Well done, my daughter. I love you. I watch over you. I remember you. And I'll bless you when it's my time. Don't you ever let go of me, says the Lord. Don't you ever hold on to me, says the Lord. Lord, let that be our prayer. Throughout another week that you will give us, I pray. We remember your name. We'll tell others about your name. We share this good news with those who does not know you, Lord. Let this word penetrate to our heart. Let this word live and reside in our heart throughout our life. We have so much advantage listening through the audio system or listening through the tablets. Lord, we have so many access to these wonderful resources. And yet, let us never put this word of God to aside. Lord, let us open your word this week. Restore the joy in our heart. Restore the joy of salvation in our heart. Yes, Lord, restore it. Restore it. We give glory to you, Yeshua. We give glory to you, Kanshinju. We give glory to you, Yesu Jidu. We glory to you, Yesu Kailai. Come, Lord Jesus. Yesu Kailai. Come, Lord Jesus. Prepare us as a pure bride. We are ready to receive you. Hallelujah. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Christ Jesus. And all the God's people say, amen and amen, amen, amen. Let's give glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. Have a seat.